My name is David Hatcher, EG's Head of News and Finance, and I'm here with Nick Leslaw, Chairman of Pressbury, ahead of EG's Tech Talk Academy on the 15th of November in association with PiLabs, where £150,000 of new investment is going to be available for prop tech startups. Nick, thanks for joining us. You've been instrumental in setting this up, as well as kindly being a judge. What drew you to be involved?
I've been a bit slow to sort of approach and try and understand what's going on in the prop tech world. I think probably our industry has been a little bit slow to embrace it. And so I started investing in prop tech about 12 months ago, and I see an awful lot of prop tech businesses, and I kind of feel there are an awful lot more out there, and this would be a wonderful opportunity to see them sort of come to the surface and get a voice early and get a hearing early on. Earlier than they otherwise might have done.
You've invested in Built ID alongside Savannah de Savory. In the time that you've been involved and started investing, what do you think you've learned along the way?
That's a very good question, because I can't really answer it in the way that you might think I'd answer it, because the more companies I see, and I've invested in a few now, the more companies I see, the less I understand. Because this is, it's to talk about tech as an industry, it's not. It's a series of, whether they're disruptors or whether they're enhancers, it's a series of young, dynamic people, some of them highly, highly intelligent, with great ideas, but an awful lot of them don't necessarily have a market in which to sell their ideas. They're just great ideas. And then you see some incredible ideas with boffins who have no idea how to sell them, and so the net result of all of this is I'm still trying to find my way in what is becoming a very inflated value business. Actually, I mean, I'm surprised at the valuations for an old timer like me. You know, when someone comes to me and says, well, you know, this new idea that actually we haven't even constructed yet and haven't sold is worth several million pounds, and you can invest a million and get 20% of the business, I'm like, but in the old days you'd have to make £500,000 profit a year to be worth £5 million. You don't even have a product. So I'm learning a lot, I'm seeing a lot, but I do feel that there are many, many small businesses out there with great ideas, small startup techs and early, very early stage techs and prop tech businesses, and I'd love to see them. You know, I'd love to give them a hearing, as I said.
And entries are now open for the Academy. What do you think is the sort of thing that's going to catch your eye?
I think what really, for me, is going to be of paramount importance is, does it have, whatever it is, does it have a genuine value add to the proposition of what we're doing? We know property is the biggest industry on the planet. There are many, many, there are thousands of facets to it. But in the space in which it's operating or wants to operate, will it have a genuine value, or is it just makes a little bit more efficiency here, a bit more efficiency there? Because actually what we're interested in is something that is scalable and transferable. So if it works in this market, will it work in other markets? So that's really, it's not, we're not just looking for a good idea, we're looking for a good idea that has a big end game to it.
And in bringing that idea, how important also is personality and entrepreneurial spirit?
100%. I mean, any business, I don't care what it is, whether it's property or in any other sector, you know, management makes you a fortune or loses you a fortune. And my experience to date is that the techie companies that I've seen, many of them are might be very, very good on the tech side, but maybe not so good on the sales side, because a lot of these young guys have no experience of selling. That's not exclusively true. I mean, I think someone like Savannah, for example, is a great salesperson. And so it's a cocktail of the two. And normally there's someone in an organization who does the tech and there's someone who does the sales thing. So just to have a great idea and the technology that I probably won't understand, I will not understand, is not going to be enough.
In terms of the broader property industry, are there any areas that you think are particularly vulnerable, susceptible, or are particularly in need of innovation and tech innovation?
Well, I think tech is going to have a quite devastating effect at some in some areas of property. I mean, just take the world of agency. Smaller, let's take just offices in London. You know, finding offices, small office spaces in London, it's actually quite hard work. And the problem is for the agencies, it doesn't really make very much money. They tend to put the newest, freshest member of staff onto the job who's not very experienced. And just finding satisfying a 2,000 foot requirement, by the time you've kind of got through the whole leasing business and the whole, it's not terribly efficient. And I do not see why we shouldn't be click and occupying in due course. Leases in this country are feudal. We are going to move to a more American model where everything is all inclusive. The WeWorks, Office Group, Regus type, you know, short-term lettings will be absolutely the norm. On smaller lettings, I'm not talking about the very big bespoke type operations, but maybe less than 10, even 20,000 feet, so that you can literally go online, see your space, look at the lease, submit your accounts, and click and sign up on the same day. It's a 3-day lease. You know, we were doing it in Industrious. We were signing people up in 24. Industrious was a portfolio, for those that didn't know, it had sort of 8 million square feet, 1,300 tenancies, and when space became vacant, we could literally sign a tenant up in a day for a year, 3 years, 5 years. But I think the world is just changing and gravitating to inclusive deals. So landlords are going to have to become hoteliers. But that's how I've deviated away from the mainstream, which is that smaller agents and the smaller agents' role will disappear. I also think there are some disruptors, the likes of VTS and what they're doing in the estate management software space. And I think there are many places where we're inefficient. And as an industry, we need to be more efficient, because at the end of the day, when the landlord starts paying the bills, as opposed to the tenant through the service charge, that landlord is going to demand a much higher level of service at a much lower cost. So there's that whole space that needs to be made more efficient. And technology is a very good way to do that.
Mike Sherwood has kindly agreed to also be one of our judges. He's a good friend of yours, formerly of Goldman Sachs. What do you think that we should expect from him?
Well, I don't really know, actually. I mean, the reason I think we all agreed that Mike would be an excellent choice, because he was, you know, a European head of Goldman Sachs, which is, you know, not an organisation known for its benign approach to investment. It's a tough business, and they are very, you know, they do everything across the whole spectrum of the financial world, and Mike sat on the top of that chain, and I think was deputy chairman globally, actually. And so he's going to be very interesting in his approach. I think he'll be probably much tougher than I would be, but he's very analytical. And the thing about Mike is he loves numbers. He loves, you know, he's forever a spread betting and it's all about numbers for him. Whereas I think I'm probably a bit more on the softer bits of the business, and he's not an industry specialist. And he complements the judging panel because he's not an industry specialist, and because he'll apply much more analytical, cold, calculating approach to his assessment.
And we've also got Chris Grigg, Chief Executive of British Land, and Faisal Butt from Pi Labs. How do you think the dynamic between you guys will be and reaching a consensus?
Well, the cocktail's interesting, because Chris Griggs obviously was ex-Goldman's himself, and he's now for the last, I'm not sure how many years, quite a few years, been boss at BL. So he bridges that divide. And so he's not a dyed-in-the-wall property person, which perhaps I'm the dyed-in-the-wall property person, bringing that angle to the judging panel. Chris sort of crosses over. Mike's on the other extreme, and Faisal is you know, and Pi Labs and Dominic, they see lots and lots and lots of small prop tech businesses, and I think are the, you know, preeminent sorters, I don't know if sorter is the right word, but certainly distillers of the good, the bad and the ugly. So I just think it would be a very interesting cocktail, and goodness knows where we're going to end up. But I think that's the good thing about a judging panel, because everyone's the same. You're going to get the same old responses. And I'm you know, I'm often disparaging about judging panels, because it's It's like non-exec direct remuneration committees. They're all kind of, you know, they're not going to vote for lower salaries, are they? I mean, it's like turkeys for Christmas. So judging panels, I think, have to be disparate and diverse. And I hope we have a few bun fights on there, because it just makes judging much more fun.
Fantastic. Well, no doubt we'll catch up with you before the event on the 15th of November.
I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
Thanks. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.